Okay, so now we get to stuff that will be in the test, the polymers. So there are two major divisions of polymers. We get biopolymers, which will be carbohydrates, proteins, RNA and DNA. So what did RNA and DNA stand for? DNA. Scary. Who's done biology recently? Nobody? Okay. Deoxyribonucleic acid. Yeah? That's all right. We're going to go and look at it down the track. Okay, in the next class, in the carbohydrates we're going to look at, proteins we don't look at in this course, we look at it in 10, 11. You guys have done some proteins already and everybody will forget to do some. And then we have the second division, which is synthetic polymers, which is what we're going to talk about now. So if we're making synthetic polymers, there are two main routes, addition polymers and condensation polymers. The addition polymers, then your example is polythene, and it's obtained by, we've already seen how an electrophilic addition works. Remember, addition then was breaking a double bond. So that's what we'll be doing here as well. We'll be taking enes and reducing the bond order down by joining these enes together. So that's how we're making a polyethylene out of simple ethylene units. Remember, ethylene is the common name for ethene. Okay, so this is just polyethene. Condensation polymer is obtained by joining together two monomers and condensing out a small molecule. And the typical thing we condense out is water. So the example here is one of the addition polymers. We have got our isoprene, which you can see 1,3-butadiene, and there's a methyl at position 2. If we join these together, then you can see that the double bond now sits in the central carbon, and we've got single bonds at either end. So that reduction in bond order by 1 has come about because we join each of these monomer units to the next by addition.